current events Thursday. Our reporters this week are Josh and Jackson. They're reporting about the fire at Walters Bluff.
At Walters Bluff on Tuesday night, there was a fire, and it was just above, I was up a hill not too far away from here, and I highlighted some bits that were really important, and I highlighted fire that raged through 12 hectares of gorse on Walters Bluff early this morning. It started at midnight and it ended at 2:30 in the morning, but they kept on going until 4:30 because there were still hot spots. It was actually quite a big fire, and in the end they actually have to put a fire break there.
Well, when they were still doing it took 40 firemen to put it out in 4 hours. And there were sparks everywhere, and you can see the sparks right there.
Also, a lady that was only like 5 minutes away from the fire, she thought she heard some rats and possums in the power box, and that's what the fire chief thought as well, and there was a power line cut that started it, and they got all the power back to houses by 12:30 in the morning.
Anyone have any questions?
How did they get to the fire?
By in a fire engine, and they went fast and they got there pretty quick.
Do you know any of the names of the people that were at the fire?
They were Brian O'Dunn, Craig Hall and Dick Lowell, Battle Flame Smoke and Flying Sparks.
Which hill was it?
Walters Bluff.
By accident, did anyone actually get killed?
No.
Not really.
No one actually got hurt at all.
No one got hurt at all.